The Sauce Notebook, a practical companion to a 5,000-year history of sauce. This is a practical notebook for understanding sauce through heat, texture, failure, and recovery. Not perfect recipes, a guide to seeing what is happening in the pan. Most sauce recipes tell you what to do. This notebook tells you what is happening. It treats each of the 6 foundation sauces of European cooking as a single machine with a narrow temperature window, a specific failure mode, and a specific recovery. The 6 foundation sauces. The notebook covers 6. Bechamel, milk thickened with a flour and butter roux. Its working range is 65 to 80 degrees Celsius. Its scorch is above 90. Hollandaise, egg yolk emulsified with clarified butter. Stable between 60 and 70 degrees. The emulsion fails above 74. Beurre Blanc, a butter-stabilized wine reduction. Hold it between 55 and 65 degrees. It separates above 65 and solidifies below 50. Pan sauce, the deglazed fond of a seared protein, lifted with stock and finished with butter. Not temperature-bound, visual and taste-driven. Crème anglaise, egg-thickened pouring custard, held just below the set point at 78 to 82 degrees. The yolks scramble above 85. And basic tomato sauce, a slow simmer to coating consistency. The failure mode approach. Every sauce in the notebook has the same anatomy: a working temperature window, a structural cause of failure, and a specific recovery. The temperature numbers are not decoration. They are the line between a sauce that holds and a sauce that breaks. Take Hollandaise. The notebook tracks 3 failure modes. The sauce breaks, oil pools out, because the pan went too hot, or the butter was added too fast for the yolk to absorb it. The recovery is to start over with a fresh yolk, then slowly whisk the broken sauce into it, as if the broken sauce were the butter. The sauce was too thin, not enough emulsifier for the volume of fat. The recovery is to whisk in another room temperature yolk, off the heat. The sauce scrambled, the temperature passed 74 degrees, and the yolk proteins coagulated. There is no recovery from that one. You start over with a clean pan, and the next time, you reach for the thermometer earlier. Why this notebook exists? Most kitchen disasters with sauce are not personal failings. They are temperature failures, speed failures, or emulsifier shortage failures. Each one has a specific lever, and the levers are knowable. Once you can name which lever to pull, the dish becomes diagnosable instead of mysterious. The notebook is structured so a working cook can put it next to the stove. The failure tables are designed to be glanced at, not read. The temperature windows are repeated where they matter. What's next? The sauce notebook is in a hybrid distribution mode. While we finalize the print version, the waitlist sign-up gives early subscribers a heads-up when the published edition ships. Until then, the existing Atlas chapters, Chapter 1 on the 7 axes of flavor, Chapter 2 on the 3 roles of fat and emulsification, are the free reading that frames everything the sauce notebook applies in detail. If you've come to this audio looking for a place to start, the Atlas of Flavor is the broader entry. The sauce notebook is the focused, French-specific, applied manual. Read in that order, most cooks find the second one easier to apply.